I'm here to talk about gender-based equality. Gender is when we talk about the male and the female individual. They are both on the same level. They are both on the same horizon. They are both on the same page, on the same level of achievement. They were brought into this world equally. Though one is more superior than the other. Well, I've come to learn in life or say in life that the female individual is being subjected to inferiority complex. It's being brought low. It's being made to feel depressed. It's being made to feel rejected. Being made to feel less appreciated or less honored. Except the individual herself is willing to cut out from the cage where she has been engulfed. In Western world, both male and female are equal. Born from the African context, the female, it's made to be known that your role belongs in the kitchen. Well, that's their own adage, but not mine. I do not really subject to that. I do not really accept or value that. Like the adage that says that whatever people say about you does not really matter. But what you think of yourself or about yourself matters. How you carry yourself matters. How you value yourself matters. How you appreciate yourself matters. How you see yourself actually matters. Whatever you aim for in life matters. If you aim for the best, you get the best. If you aim for lowness, you get lowered in life. When a female child is born, the mother is always happy because she has seen a helper. Helper in the sense that she will always be around her and be there for her and other members of the family. But I want women to look away from that perspective. At that level, I'm not saying do not be nice, I'm not saying do not be kind. I'm not saying do not be there for people, do not be there for family members. But reach yourself higher. Be there for yourself. Have more time for yourself. Have more purpose in life for yourself. I used to love the word feminism, agitating for women by saying we are all feminists. But it's been made to be known that when you say you're a feminist, they think you are trying to be superior or to gain more power than them. No. A feminist is only telling you, I want to be at this level, I want to be at the top, I want to be independent. I do not want to depend on any individual. like Lil Wayne's song, which says, which he sang with Nicki Minaj saying, "And I'm independent woman." I'll play that song. It's only telling you that be yourself, stand for yourself, make everything count by working for yourself. You are all it takes in life. A female will be made to be in the kitchen if you yourself want to be in the kitchen. A male, it's meant to be the head of the house. Agreed. Quite all right. But what if in the house it's only women that you have? Do you make them feel less appreciated? Do you really make them feel like they are nobody? But when you actually need them, you go back to them to be of assistance. A woman could be at the top, could be at the helm of any organization, of any country, of any nation. It is disheartening to note that many women are not being given that opportunity to be at the top. They are not given the opportunity to rise higher. They believe when the woman is up, she will be disrespectful. She wouldn't have respect for the husband or for the male individual. I want to believe that is a no for me. A no in the sense that what you make of a woman is what you get from her. What you invest in a woman is what you get from that woman. If you make her happy, you always get happiness. If you make her sad, you always get sadness. But when you make her to be on top, women are best organizers. They are the best managers I've ever known. Because women can take all forms of drama, all forms of hardship, all forms of stress. Women are fighters. They take everything that comes their way and still know how to manage life. They go to work, they manage work, and they manage the home front. I do not want women being subjected to a lower level, because there are instances I've seen whereby women are not given quality education simply because they are not male counterparts. They believe women are liabilities. women are, someone a man will marry off and leave the father's house. But I believe women are the best. I believe women are, what do I call it? They are role models, they are mothers. Women are always there, a shoulder to cry on. Women are supporters. Women are always there at any point in time to be of assistance to you. I know some might object to this. I know some might say, what's she talking about? Some women are not being trained in educational level or aspects. The men believe it's a waste of time and it's a waste of assets. But I want women to stand up for themselves, to take the lead in their career. Take the lead in your home. Take the lead in the society. It's always said that whatever a man can do, a woman can also do. No. A woman can be an achiever. Yeah. I want you to listen to this song very well.
Baby, I'll never leave if you keep
Yeah. That's it, because we can fix a lot of problems. I'm trying to get that. Sounds like you win.
Try to act like I don't notice. Emotions, 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 love. I'm facing the battle.
Yeah, I wonder why women. So, I wouldn't want women to say, yeah, I am on social media 24/7. I am everything that is there. Social media shouldn't be part of human life. We as women get through and grow with social media activity. Every part of our life, we go to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but let the male counterpart know that we women are more valuable. We have more respect, we have more dignity, we can achieve. Let this social media be a level that will promote you, promote your business, promote your idea. It's not everything that has to do with showing off yourself. Let me say your wealth. I know there are so many bloggers, there are so many influencers around. But let's be a good role model that will be recognized for, that will stand out to be. Women are precious. To me, I would say we women are like diamonds. We are like an egg. Once broken, it can never be repackaged. Don't let's make ourselves look cheap in the sight of men. Don't let's make ourselves feel as if we are nothing, we are shortcomings in most aspects. Don't let's sell our dignity, our pride, most especially our body. Social media is good, but it also has its own disadvantage. It could make you, and it could mar you. I know some people might object to this, but let social media be a place where we learn. If you want a more fulfilling life as a woman, please reduce the level at which you go on social media. Too much interaction on social media with irrelevant stuffs brings your ego down. It brings most of the things you should achieve in life, it brings it down. I know life is not easy. We all want to feel among or want the peer pressure, but we shouldn't let the peer pressure destroy us. We shouldn't let it tarnish our image. We shouldn't let it destroy our integrity. We shouldn't let it destroy our lives. We shouldn't let it affect us. I want us to refocus and then rededicate ourselves. I want us to know that we are more precious, we are higher than men. I know the male counterpart will look at this and say, why are they higher? We control the house. Without women in the house, nothing could be done. Without a woman, there will be no procreation. The population wouldn't be rising. The population would dwindle. The population would go down. We women are the bedrock of any country, any society, any nation, any community, any house. All I want is, I want us to refocus ourselves and let them know that without we women, there can never be a male, because male can't impregnate themselves. So let's stop making ourselves look cheap in the sight of men. Let's value ourselves. Let's be there for ourselves. Let's appreciate ourselves. Let's encourage ourselves and upgrade ourselves and uplift ourselves. When I say upgrading, I'm not talking about upgrading in another dimension. I'm talking about career-wise, educational-wise. There was this challenge Genevieve said, be like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. To me, being like Ngozi is not about the dressing. It's not about her attire. It's about her intellect. It's about everything she has achieved and what she went through to achieve all those things. Let's be independent. Let's stop depending on men. and let's be there for ourselves. I know it's not going to be easy, but I know we'll get there one day. And one day, women will be more valued and appreciated. Thank you.